this, ladies and gentlemen, is the shade.
Hello, welcome to The Shade with your host of the show, Tabo.
And Sesh, except this show we decided we would change things up a little bit.
Switch things, make things more interesting.
Interesting, yes. So we decided to change accents.
Yes.
But changing accents means changing identity.
Changing identity, yes.
So we need to change our identities.
Yes.
So what is your DJ name?
My DJ name?
For the show, specifically.
For the show, every time I change my accent, even though I don't know what accent I'm using, I will just carry on and use it. But every time I put on this voice, my name will be Antonio. Antonio. Or otherwise, you can call me Desperado.
Desperado.
Desperado, yes.
Or Antonio. Antonio but Desperado.
Yes, whatever name fits your boots.
Tickles your fancy.
Tickles your fancy, yes. Yes, whatever name.
What accent is this, DJ Desperado?
I don't know.
What is the inspiration behind the accent?
Well, the inspiration is
be honest. I know what the inspiration is.
Okay. This actually came from, I watch a lot of soccer, a lot of Premier League. And in the Premier League, the coaches of the club are foreigners. They are not from England.
They are not from England, no.
They use an accent when they speak. And so that is where I took the inspiration from.
So it's from the Spanish.
It's from the Spanish,
football.
Italian.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying I don't know which accent.
It's continental.
It's a continental.
Continental accent.
European accent.
European.
Yes.
Interesting.
Some come from South America. But yes, I've chosen to. Yes.
All right. I don't know why I asked you to share a name, because I actually don't have a name for myself. I just knew you said that you were Desperado before we started recording. So I actually don't have a name for myself.
I'm also don't have a name.
Because I'm just doing a British accent.
Yes. I just say my name is Desperado because I was desperate for a name.
Oh, you were desperate for a name. That
so
makes sense.
That is where the name
but
come
it
from.
Fits because of the
it
whole continental fit. Thing that you've got going on.
Yes, it does.
I can't say my name's desperate because that doesn't fit with British.
Yes.
I'd have to say my name is... I don't know what my name is. It's very interesting. What is very British lady's name?
Becky.
What?
Becky.
You took me out of my accent there. You shocked me so much. No.
I feel like Becky is the English name.
Becky.
Very, very, very original.
Becky.
Becky, yes.
Spell that name.
Otherwise, you could just go with Elizabeth. It does not matter.
Lizzie sounds nice. You know, Lizzie is actually a very British name.
Lizzie.
It's the short term of Elizabeth.
So you want to be called Lizzie?
Or, do you know? No, this one's weird. Roberta is very, very, a very British, a very old British name.
Roberto.
Roberta. Roberto Roberta. Is a man's name.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like that is also in our,
it
our
is.
Culture.
Yes, it is in your culture.
Oh.
You know what? Let's just go with Lizzie, because that will make sense.
And I've also decided to name myself now.
Oh.
You can call me Gabriel. Gabriel, yes.
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Isn't Gabriel a girl's name?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Gabriela is a girl's name. But the Gabrielle is a...
Isn't it a unisex name then?
No, it is not.
I know a girl named Gabrielle.
No.
In fact, do you know my mother wanted to name me Gabrielle? It was either Sachelet, which is my full name, or it was Gabrielle. Did you
really?
Know that? Yes.
Oh. Did I say Gabrielle?
Wow.
What I meant to say was Ricardo.
Okay, Ricardo.
Yes, but you can call me Ricky.
Ricky, I like that.
Ricky, yes.
Ricky and Lizzie.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that mm-hmm. is my accent's name.
So you're probably wondering why we decided to do accents, and actually our accents have nothing to do with the show.
Nothing to
we
do
just decided
show.
To spice things up.
Yes.
And do the show in an accent. We thought it would make things more shady.
Yes.
If that makes any sense at all.
Nothing is more shadier.
Than the way Ricky is speaking right now.
Yes, and the shade is, when the shade is delivered in accent, it penetrates more. It penetrates in the soul.
It does penetrate. So today we are going to be shading someone we've shaded before, or should I say two people we have shaded before.
Peoples, yes.
People. Well, no, I'm British. The plural of people is still... Well, no, people is plural already. But it's fine. You can say peoples because that's in your accent.
My culture.
Yes, your culture. So the show that we are shading today is All Things Girl.
All Things Girls.
All Things Girl. And they did a show on what my mama... didn't tell me.
Yes.
What my mama didn't tell me.
Yes, that is the show.
So they basically did a whole show on the lies that parents tell us when we're children.
Yes.
Can you believe it? Our parents lied to us.
It is very sad.
It is very, very sad, yes. So we have cut out four segments of this show that we have decided to shade today. And there is specific, very specific reasons for these four pieces. We listened to their entire show, all of it,
yes,
in its entirety. And then we decided to pick out these four shadable pieces.
Four outstanding segments.
Yes, they stand out. They definitely do stand out when listening to the show.
That is why they are outstanding.
Outstanding, yes, makes sense.
Stand out.
Stand out. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the first segment is very, very short. It is only 7 seconds long. And in fact, it is just focused on one word that DJ Tim Tams said.
All right.
This is what she said right in the beginning of the show.
How are you doing, DJ Tams?
I am doing awesome-tatiously, fabulous-lustiously, just.
Yay!
Awesome-tatiously, something-something, just.
Fabulously.
I feel like she's got a disease.
I feel like she's got a
disease. That's how...
this
as my accent is rather very contagious, I can see
it is almost threw me out of
it's just very game. Difficult to say the word disease in your accent. Try say it.
The disease.
Well, yeah, that does fit it. I think you did a good job. I feel like I'm switching between all the different English accents that you can get or that you can find. I really do feel like I'm doing that right now.
Is there more than one?
Yes, there is more than
there
one.
Is.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know. I wasn't aware of that.
Nice okay. Rolling on the R there.
Yes.
So let's listen to this word one more time. Can define it, you know, dive into it, rip it apart, bring out the true meaning of the word.
Okay. How are you doing, DJ Tams?
I am doing awesome-tatiously, fabulous-lustiously,
awesome-tatiously.
Awesome-tatiously.
So we know that awesome is in there.
Awesome,
and tatiously. Awesome-tatiously.
Tatiously.
What does that remind you of? Tatious.
Taco.
All right. So she's as awesome as a
taco.
I don't know how to say that in a British accent. So you say it.
I think it's a taco.
A taco.
In the British accent.
So she's as awesome as a
taco.
Yes.
Yes.
The next part of the word is this.
Fabulous. Lustiously. Just.
No. This one is not part of our language. I think it is more to your side.
I don't think this is part of the English language. She sounds like she's spluttering or stammering.
What?
Let me play it one more time.
Fabulous.
Oh, did you hear that? I heard the word fabulous. It was there. And then it went a little bit awry.
Oh.
Yes. Did you hear? So she's awesome. Awesome-tatiously fabulous. I recognize the word fabulous.
Yes.
Seriously, I do not know what that is.
So that must be some kind of stuttering disease.
Oh, I see. And then the last part of the word is?
Testis.
That part of the word makes it sound like a disease. The statistics.
Yes.
So I feel like she's as awesome as a taco, fabulous as a stuttering disease.
That makes sense.
I don't know what emotion that is, though. This is very, very interesting. I think we need to ask her about this word.
No, we should.
And later on in the show, we are having a Shade UK-tion. Not a Shade UK-tion. We are Shade UK-ting. Maybe we shall Shade UK-ate ourselves and she can tell us exactly what this interesting word means.
Yes.
Add it to the Oxford Dictionary. Why don't we, while we're at it? All right, next segment is a little bit longer, and this is what, so the whole show they're talking about the things that their parents told them that wasn't true and how long they believed them for and when they found out that it was not true. Okay. So this little segment is taken from the show.
This is going to be so embarrassing. I actually found out last year.
You're lying! No!
Can I just take this moment to laugh?
Listen.
No! Okay.
It is the truth because I have gone to the dentist and I've gotten two of my teeth removed. If I'm saying it right, I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's two of my tooth or two of my teeth.
Two of
well,
your
I
teeth.
Need to go back to school. That's a sign. But yes, I've gotten two of my teeth removed.
Yeah.
Teeth.
It's teeth.
You know what, Sandra?
I know English hits me like that. It blinds me so much. It hurts.
I was actually laughing at another show for their like grammar, but like this is embarrassing. Mm. But anyways, so yeah, I've gotten my two removed, and I put it under my pillow, and I was in grade 10. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works in
Can
other
I
countries.
Just say you're old,
Sandra? I was 16.
Damn, girl.
Just to give you a heads up, they are talking about the tooth fairy.
Tooth fairy.
The tooth fairy that comes and collects money when you lose a tooth. So DJ Tim Tams is saying she found out last year. This show was recorded about 2 weeks ago, I think. She found out last year that the tooth fairy does not exist.
What? That is shocking.
Listen.
No! Okay.
It is the truth because I have gone to the dentist and I've gotten two of my teeth removed. If I'm saying it right, I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's two of my tooth or two of my teeth.
Two
well,
of your
I
teeth.
Need to go back to school. That's fine. But yes, I've gotten two of my teeth removed.
Yeah.
Teeth.
It's teeth.
You know what, Sandra?
I know English hits me like that. It blinds me so much. It hurts.
I was actually laughing at another show for their like grammar, but like this is embarrassing. But anyways.
Don't do that. The only person who can laugh at people's grammar is the shade.
Yes,
that is our job.
Only we can do it.
Otherwise, you shall experience the same torture within your own show.
Yes, we shall laugh at you.
We shall laugh at you.
Yes,
a lot.
We shall cry.
So yeah, I've gotten my two removed, and I put it under my pillow, and I was in grade 10. I don't know how that works in
Can I
country.
Just say you're old?
Sandra, I was 16.
Damn, girl.
Whew. She was 16 years of age.
Whew.
And she still believed in the tooth fairy.
Whew.
How did she believe in the tooth fairy at 16 years of age?
I don't know.
I feel like I found out the tooth fairy didn't exist in like grade one already.
Yes, second grade. You know.
Yeah, and then it became like the thing to go to school and tell your friends and ruin their childhood dreams of meeting Santa and the tooth fairy because you found out before they did.
Yes, the news spread.
The news spread.
Quick.
Very quickly.
All school know now.
No, it's not even a joke. That's how most kids find out. They find out because other kids tell them it's not true. Do you know how we found out that Santa Claus didn't exist?
Mm.
We were driving in the car one day.
You were driving in the car.
In our automobile.
Automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Automobile.
With my mother.
Automobile, okay.
And we were, as we were driving, she was listening to a preacher on the radio. She would put in a tape and she was listening to him. And he said, we must stop lying. And then he said these words, and we must stop lying to our children, like telling them that Santa Claus exists or Father Christmas. And my mom turned that tape off as quickly as anything.
Ooh.
And we just looked at her, my sister and I, like, what did he just say? What do you mean Santa Claus doesn't exist?
Ooh.
Or Father Christmas? And then she sat us down and told us that Father Christmas wasn't real. But I still had hope.
You still had hope?
I had hope and was like, you know what? I can deal with Santa Claus not being real. But please tell me that the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny is real. And then she broke that news too. So we just found out one go from a preacher nonetheless.
That preacher ruined childhood. But at least he shared some wisdom.
He did share wisdom.
But also, I understand why you didn't want the tooth fairy to not exist. Because also, when you find out, then your parents must stop the facade.
They must stop giving you money.
Which means that financially, you stop gaining.
You stop gaining
money.
Stop
gaining, and now you become broke.
Now you become broke.
So at least...
At least we didn't stop getting presents.
Oh, yes.
We just knew now it wasn't Father Christmas. Yes. It was our actual parents.
Yes.
That were buying us gifts.
So, it changed.
It changed.
You felt like you were not special anymore. But at least DJ Dim Dam got the money until 16.
That is true.
So that was nice.
She got money until she was 16.
But still, that is way too old.
That is...
You should have found out.
That is way too old to find out something so dramatic. All right, next up, we've got also a very, very short segment. And this is actually DJ Tim Tam's impersonation of Santa Claus. And we are going to rate her impersonation of Santa Claus or Father Christmas.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I can pull it off.
So she said she can pull it off. I must be honest, at the beginning it really is proper. The ho 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 is proper. But then I feel like she sounds like Goofy.
Goofy from Mickey Mouse?
Yes, Mickey Mouse. Listen to it again.
Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas.
I can pull it off.
Oh, there's a cartoon that she sounds like.
No, in the middle part there, I could hear Goofy. Goofy.
You could hear Goofy. There.
Yes.
All right, last segment. This one is also quite long. Last segment that we picked out from the show. And then we shall move on and shaducate all things girls.
Life. All right.
Wait, it wasn't actually my mama. It was my aunt.
Okay, your auntie.
Yes, she your told aunt. Me that. You know, my aunt.
In other countries. Okay, let's just continue because your aunt. That's interesting because an aunt is like.
An aunt. So my aunt told me that I should stay out from boys because boys bite. They're very dangerous. They bite you and you die.
They will bite you and you'll die. I must be honest, I've been bitten by boys actually.
You have?
I have.
What kind of boys do you associate yourself with?
Well, I no longer associate myself with, but I have been bitten. So now, actually, this is true, what they've said here. Before, I actually didn't believe them. I was like, that's something stupid to tell your children. But I've been bitten by boys. Why? Explain to me from the manly side of the show. Why do you boys bite?
No, I'm not saying
girls don't bite. I bit my sister.
I think it is just where you live. I think in Britain, maybe the boys bite. But they're at...
In Europe?
Yes.
They don't.
Espanol, we don't do that.
Oh, okay.
The worst we can do is just kiss on the cheek. That's all.
That's bad?
That is our traditional greeting.
Yes, a kiss on the cheek.
That is the most contact you will have from a boy.
Okay. And so boys aren't dangerous? They don't bite in Spain?
No. Obviously, there'll be some crazy boys.
Oh, okay.
That not maybe on the right mental state.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they will do something.
But biting, no, I don't know. Maybe push, then you fall on the floor.
So pushing is better than biting?
Yes, because at least pushing doesn't leave
a mark.
A mark, yes.
But it might if you fall hard enough.
No. And as in Espanol, we don't do that. So
the ground is soft there in Spain.
I'm just trying. No. I'm trying to justify for the other countries.
Oh, okay.
Because at us, we don't do that. So yes, I was just trying to fight for the other countries.
For the other countries. For the boys in the other countries.
Yes. So yeah.
All right. And then they continue to say this.
I'm like, for real?
I think every girl has been told that.
So I stayed away from boys for but the thing is, I used to hang out with the boys, ne?
Yeah.
So she didn't want me to like the boys. She's like,
oh. That is such a contradiction.
That
she said because of the lie that her mother told her or her aunt told her that boys bite, that she stayed away from boys. But in that very next breath, she says, but I used to hang around with a lot of guys.
This is DJ Peach.
Yes, it is DJ Peaches.
But it is a big contradiction.
It is a big contradiction.
Because the auntie told her not to hang around with the boys.
And she didn't listen and hang around with lots of boys. But at the same time, she believed they'd bite her.
So she ignored the aunt?
She did, yes.
And she carried on?
She carried on.
How ignorant of her.
Very ignorant. Nice word there.
Ignorant. I know.
Oh, if you like a boy,
he'll bite you and stuff like that. So you must stay away. They're very dangerous and things like that. I'm like, for real? So now I'm scared.
I think that statement is true. The boy that bit me liked me.
Oh.
Yeah.
So maybe that was his way of showing that he liked you?
By biting.
By leaving a mark on you.
Oh, so he was marking his territory.
Yes.
Luckily, he didn't leave a bite.
So that when you see the mark, you remember him. And maybe you gain feelings, maybe. I don't know how the guys do it in Britain.
No, he wasn't British.
Oh, he was not British?
He was not British, no.
What was he?
He was not British.
What was he?
Not British.
Oh, he was not British.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was definitely not British.
I get the point. Maybe
he was of some other nation.
Maybe he was Finnish.
He was
from Finland. Finnish.
I don't think they called Finnish. If they're from Finland, I don't think they're called Finnish. Finnish. Ah. Wow.
Yes, they are. Because Ireland is Irish.
Have you researched this?
Poland is Polish.
Yeah, but Finland.
So Finland is Finnish. That is the way.
You know what? We're going to Google this afterwards and we shall find out if you're from Finland, are you Finnish? Okay.
I think so.
You think so?
I am convinced.
So if you'd like to tell us if you've been bitten by a boy, then please let us know, because we want to find out if this is acceptable behavior amongst men today to bite girls, leave the mark.
Yes, in whatever country you're from.
Whatever country you are from.
Just tell us there.
Yes.
Maybe in South Africa, maybe that is the way to say you propose. You don't know?
You propose by biting. I don't think that is it.
We don't know.
Biting is not a term of endearment. It does not show affection at all.
I'm just saying, I don't know everything. So maybe you can come and shock us and tell us.
All right.
That maybe if you bite twice, you propose. Bite once is dead.
Oh, I see.
Yes, bite one and a half is coffee. We don't know.
You know what? There have been a lot of questions that we've got actually on the show that we need to find out about. And so yes. I think it's time now that we go into our Shaducation segment and with All Things
people.
Girl.
Yes, ask the people themselves.
Ask the people themselves. Let's do this.
Let us go.
What?
Okay, we are back for this session. I am here with DJ Peaches and DJ Tim Tam. How are you guys? How are you doing?
We are doing well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good. And yourself?
I am okay. How are you liking my accent? It is nice.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Are you insulted by that?
I must say I'm insulted that DJ Peaches is not appreciative of the Spanish accent.
What accent is this?
Appreciative.
She lack wisdom.
It is a Spanish accent.
It is a continental.
Latino.
Yeah, Latino means...
European.
Yes. European accent.
It sounds nothing like
that
Spanish.
Is the accent. For real. Since you know so much about Spanish...
You do a Spanish
you
accent.
You do a Spanish accent.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Zilosi.
That is not even Spanish. I don't even know what that is.
What?
We will give you one more try. Try again.
Okay. So. You know, the cows, they run outside the yard. How was that?
I feel like that was more Russian than anything, actually. Tim Tams, what do you think?
That was interesting, but that's DJ Peaches for you.
Do you approve of... We've renamed him to Ricky, because in this accent, it doesn't make sense to call him Tabo. So we've renamed him Ricky. What do you think of Ricky's accent?
Ricky was much better than somebody. But yeah, I like Ricky. Ricky, okay.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're about to shade UK to you both. So at the beginning of your show, DJ Tim Tams, you came up with a very, very interesting word. Mm. It was awesome-tastiously, fantastically, something, something.
Ness, yeah.
We can't even remember what it was.
I don't think she can also remember that word.
I can remember the word.
So what we've decided is we've gotten four very bombacious words.
Yes,
because we thought it would fit with your interesting word that you started your show off with.
Mm. Yes.
So we're going to teach them to you, and we're going to teach you what they mean as well. And then afterwards, we're going to ask you a question relating to your show, and you have to answer that question using these four words.
Okay.
In the sentence.
Interesting.
Sure.
All right.
I'm not ready, but let's hit it.
All right. So I'm going to teach you your first two words. If you want to write this down, I suggest you do. So your first word is nincompoop. Nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
With an N.
Nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
Oh, nincompoop.
Yes, and this word refers to someone who is silly, foolish, or just downright stupid. And it was commonly used in the 1950s and 60s, but it is still quite a fun word to say. So do you understand what that word means?
Yes.
All right, your second word is absquatulate. Absquatulate. Sure.
All right.
And this
absquatulate.
Yes. And this word refers to yourself or someone else leaving suddenly. It can also mean that someone has absconded with something as well. It is more a form of slang, but it isn't something you hear every day.
All right.
So if you had to use it in a sentence, you could say, after years of abuse, Maggie finally plucked up the courage to absquatulate from her marriage.
Okay. Right.
And now Ricky is going to teach you the last two words.
Okay. So the first word is pausiloquent.
What? Please repeat that.
Pausiloquent.
I heard pun syllable.
Can you just help them there with an English accent, please?
Pausiloquent.
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 Yes.
Yes. Pausiloquent. And this word basically means when you are speechless, when you have nothing to say, speechless.
Okay.
Yes, that is the word, pausiloquent.
Pausiloquent.
Did you write down?
Yes, sir.
Be done writing down.
Okay, and then the last word is brohaha.
Brohaha.
Bro-ha-ha.
Bro-ha-ha, yes.
Yes.
Ha-ha, okay.
This word refer to an uproar or big event.
It's an uproar. Yeah.
Big event.
Yes. Or okay. Big event, yes. So you know, if you watch football, then you know that when you score a goal, the fans celebrate and they shout.
Yes.
So that shout is bro-ha-ha.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Interesting.
All right, so we've got a question for you. And then you have to answer this question using those four words in your answer. So in your show, you said that one of your mothers told you that if you are with boys, they will bite you.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I've been bitten by a guy before.
Okay.
And so the question is, first of all, this one you can just answer yes or no. Have either of you been bitten by a gentleman?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
So just to clarify, DJ Tim Tams, you have.
Yes.
And DJ Peaches, you have not.
No, I haven't.
All right. Now, using those four words, this is the question. Why do guys bite?
Because they are nincompoop.
All right. Now continue using the other three words.
And they are.
And when boys, when boys are nincompoop, we should absquatulate.
Yes, absquatulate.
Absquatulate and. Which leaves us parsiloquent. How does the other word? I don't know how to pronounce this word.
Parsiloquent.
Yes, parsiloquent. And When they do that, we should bro ha ha.
I think they answered the question very nicely.
That is decent.
I am satisfied with that answer.
Yes, I'm also quite impressed.
How do you feel that we just called you a nincompoop because you are a male?
I'm going to have to pause eloquent for that one.
You're going to absquatulate from yes. answering that question.
I shall absquatulate pausiloquently. Yes.
So that there's no bro ha ha.
Yes, no bro ha ha.
Okay, there we go. Uh-huh. So therefore you are not a nincompoop.
I am not nincompoop. No.
All right, thank you so much, DJ Tim Tams and DJ Peaches. We appreciate your time on this Shaducation.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We are now
have
going
you,
to...
have you been Shaducated?
We're going to have an awesome test. Stestus. That's our word, you know, the T.
We're going to have an fantabulous, what? Awesome testus.
Stis.
Listen. Yes.
Everything with a sis.
Very nice. We shall be listening out for more fancy words on your show.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Educate ourselves with.
Yes.
That was Shaducation with all things girl. I feel Shaducated. Mm. Do you feel Shaducated?
Yes, I also feel Shaducated.
Definitely Shaducated.
I feel like I've learned a lot
mm-hmm.
from the peoples.
From the people.
And obviously there was shade involved there. Yes. So I feel Shaducated.
Are you happy?
Yes. I am fulfilled.
You are fulfilled.
Fulfilled, yes.
Right, fulfilled. Thank you. All right, so this has been The Shade on Active FM. And if you want to go check us out on social media, you can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Parler, on Gab, and on Reddit.
Yes.
And where else are we?
You can catch us on our lovely website, www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Spotify. I feel like Spotify. I should say that one because my accent's cool with that one. Spotify.
Spotify.
Spotify. Mine sounds cooler. Spotify.
Okay. Yeah, I admit yours does sound a little bit cooler.
Thank you.
And mine. But you can also catch us on YouTube.
On YouTube.
YouTube also. And on WhatsApp.
We are on as WhatsApp well. As well, yes.
Yes, you can catch us on our WhatsApp.
On our WhatsApp number.
Platform.
You can find our number on our social media pages.
Yes. But for now, this has been The Shade.
The Shade with Ricky and Lizzie.
Ricky and Lizzie. Special appearance.
Special appearance. Special guest.
Yes.
Appearance.
Yes.
For this week. Yes. We hope you enjoyed The Shade. We hope you enjoyed our accents. Mm-hmm. And we hope you enjoyed us Shaducating all things girl.
Yes. But for now... This has been The Shade from us.
We bid you farewell.
Oh.
We bid you farewell from The Shade. Goodbye.
Try to fight what you're feeling inside, but it's strong, 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 and you can't fight it. Can't deny it's a magical vibe. You can run, 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 but you can't hide. Try to fight what you're feeling inside, but it's strong, 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 and you can't fight it. Can't deny it's a magical vibe. And you're born with it, born with it, born with it, born with it. Yeah, say you're born with it, born with it, born with it. Yeah, say you're born with it. Yeah, change the life that you wanted for life. Feel the vibe, there is magic inside. Change your life if you want it tonight. Change your life if you only decide. Cause you're born with it. Steady on the chase, gotta roll with it. Tell them give space, man, come with it. Take a little time, just 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Cause you're born with it. Steady on the chase, gotta roll with it. Tell them give space, man, come with it. Take a little time, just 1 minute. Just 1 minute.
Born with it, born with it, born with it, born with it, oh yeah. Say we born with it, born with it, born with it, yeah. Say we born with it, born with it, born with it, born with it, oh yeah.
about what you're feeling inside. But it's strong, 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 and you can't fight it. Can't deny, it's a magical vibe. You can run, 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 but you can't hide. Try to fight what you're feeling inside. But it's strong, 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 and you can't fight it. Can't deny, it's a magical vibe. You know you're born with it. Born with it, born with it, born with it, born with it, yeah, say you born with it, born with it, born with it, born with it, yeah, say you born with it, born with it, born with it, the magical vibe, you know, come on, come on, you know you born with it, give them the vibe, make them feel that magic, just dip inside, you know that you got it, you got it, you got it, come on, come on, you know you born with it, give them the vibe, make them feel that magic.